Tuesday night was a massive electrical storm all around the region here, and we got struck by lightning. Well, not personally, thank goodness, but a big tree in our yard got struck by lightning, and we felt the impact of that lightning strike, which was about 30 metres away from our house, inside the house. The kids and I were absolutely gobsmacked. Felt like someone had dropped a bomb on the house.
All right, so...
And, yeah, everything was scrambled. It was weird.
With that in mind, let's talk lightning with Dr. Carl, author of his 43rd book called Vital Signs. Dr. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Matt. Dr. Lou, how are you?
Yeah, fabulous, thank you. Now, first of all, I want to know that my brain hasn't been scrambled by being 30 metres away from a lightning strike.
Your brain, the human brain, should be okay, but there have been cases of where electronics have been destroyed when it's even been unplugged from the mains.
Really?
Yeah, so you think, oh, okay, I'm going to take the power cable for the TV out of the mains, but you've still got a big wire attached to the TV, the antenna.
Yes.
The antenna wire runs all the way outside, and if there's enough lightning activity around, it can put enough electricity into the antenna to blow your TV. That's also happened.
Oh, that's scary.
With the human brain, you're okay, unless, of course, you actually get hit by lightning. Your chance of getting hit, about one chance in 12,000. So you meet 12,000 people, one of them will get hit by lightning.
Whoa.
Sometimes you die, sometimes you're left with neurological problems, and sometimes you're left perfectly okay.
So, I mean, the whole sometimes thing, because as you said, it's kind of unpredictable lightning, isn't it?
Yeah, except in the sense that the storms will happen where they happened last year, because weather's always the same, and so it'll tend to follow, like, you know, go down a valley, not go up a hill or whatever, it'll go around. And so in my street in Sydney, my neighbour up near the end of the street has had lightning come through her window twice.
Wow.
In the kitchen and land, right? But on the other hand, we're having global warming, so that's changing how the storms are happening, because that's shifting the weather bands away from the equator at 5 kilometres a year,
right.
50 kilometres a decade, 500 kilometres a century.
Yeah, right. So can I just dispel one thing? Because Lou was said that she was out in the yard and you were on your mobile phone for a while there, Lou.
Yes, now, if my husband called me.
Yeah, if you use a mobile, are you increasing your chances of getting hit?
No, because all you're holding is a tiny little bit of plastic and metal, maybe the size of your hand. If you had a mobile phone with a really big antenna that reached up about 5 metres, then
right.
You'd be more at risk. But here's something. It's no more risky than you are. It doesn't increase your attractiveness to the lightning storm. Imagine that the lightning bolt is coming down to the ground, and it comes down in jumps about, say, 50 metres long. So
yep.
It sort of stutters down to the ground, going stutter, 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 going 50 metres, 50 metres, 50 metres. And each point is looking for the lowest resistance pathway to the ground. And if you happen to be standing up and you're higher than anything else, it'll go for you. And if you've got a really big antenna, it'll go for that first.
Yeah.
But if you've got something in your hand, and it won't make any difference.
The other question I wondered about, Dr. Carl, was the fact that the tree that got struck in our yard was a stringy bark tree, quite tall, very, very thin, a little stand of stringy barks. Now, that tree got hit and trees around it also got burnt and singed, and the bark was blown off that tree and the trees around it. It was not the tallest tree in that area or the tallest thing, because we've got a massive power pole down in our paddock. Why did it choose that tree and not the power pole?
How far is the power pole away from the tree?
Probably another 50 to 100 metres.
Oh, well, in that case, remember, it comes down in little 50-metre jumps about the length of an Olympic swimming pool, and when it was in the air at that point, the closest thing was that tree.
Yeah.
So it would have been a little bit over. But now, I did a study on this, actually. Grab some of the wood from that tree.
Yeah.
And compare it. And then try and get some wood from a stringy bark of the same age at the same part in the tree. And I predict two things will happen. Number one, the lightning-affected wood will be much harder. So if you try and bang a nail into it, it'll be much harder to bang the nail into that than it will in the unaffected non-lightning-struck tree. And number two, it'll be a devil to burn. It won't burn easily.
Is that right?
Oh, interesting, because I'm guessing now that that tree will be dead.
It might be. Sometimes they come back. We had one in the front yard of our place that got split in two, and the smaller bit came back to life. And we hear people talking about this all the time, that the wood from trees that's been struck by lightning is suddenly made harder. And in ECS, you know, the Civil Emergency Services, they often take out with them an extra bunch of chainsaws, because they know when they're cutting through lightning-affected wood that it'll make the chainsaw blade go blunt.
Yeah, right.
And they can sharpen it up, but that'll be later when they're back at the station. So they may as well just take a whole bunch of them and do it. We think it's because it's the volatiles, the chemicals that evaporate easily, the liquid chemicals have been blown off from the tree and done something to the tree to make it harder. We're not too sure what, but we've measured the hardness of the wood, and we've found that it is definitely harder. So we got people to send us samples from all over Australia.
That's extraordinary.
We did the standard hardness test where you get a weight with a little ball on the end of it and you see how much of a dent it makes.
It is extraordinary. Dr. Carl, we could talk for hours about lightning with you. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, though. Your 43rd book called Vital Science, is it out now, Dr. Carl?
It's out, and we're heading for number 45 now. So I haven't got a name for that one. So, and by the way, if there's any schools in your area, very happy to do a free science Q&A session with them over the web on a Wednesday afternoon. Just get them to check out drkarl.com, drkarl.com, and they're happy to do a free science Q&A session with their classes, either primary or secondary. Cost you nothing.
Perfect. Dr. Carl, thank you so much for chatting with us about lightning.
You too. God, I love talking about lightning. I'm so glad that all you had was a bit of damage to the tree and nobody got hurt.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Dr. Carl, thank you so much.